Most of us know that voice. And we, along with everyone else, are pretty stunned to hear that that voice is no longer with us. Prince died at the age of 57 at his home in Minnesota today. We haven't heard anything yet about the cause of his death. Our co-host Audie Cornish spoke with the musician's first manager, Owen Husney. Husney met Prince Rogers Nelson when he was a teenager.
When you meet someone before they became the unapproachable icon, you tend to have a different relationship with them. And I have a very, very warm spot in my heart for Prince. It's just devastating for me to even talk about this, to be honest with you.
You know, what was he like when you first took him on as an artist? Because I think one thing that set him apart from really all others is he seemed to straddle a lot of different genres. And he did that across racial boundaries as well as musical ones.
Yes. And, you know, he never wanted to be pigeonholed into one specific genre of music because he always felt that he was capable, even at that young age. He was very, very focused, very directed, and highly intelligent. And, you know, Prince has the very rare ability to have been able to absorb everything, drawing from influences, but he just wasn't mimicking his influences. He was combining their sounds. He was making a whole new sound, which later would be defined, I guess, as the Minneapolis sound, they used to call it. But he had that rare ability to not just mimic the sound of an artist that influenced him, but he had the ability to take it to another level.
You knew him as Prince Rogers Nelson, right? I mean, you knew him when he first came on the scene before he became just Prince. What did he...
Yes.
Can you remember something, an anecdote or a story from that time that really drove home to you that he knew who he was?
You know, interestingly enough, back in those days, he had just turned 18. And it was very much a co-working atmosphere between he and I at that point. Once he went on to his second album and all the subsequent albums, obviously he became Prince and he was very much in charge. But he was very willing to listen to me and to take my direction, which I think was probably the only time that ever happened, to be honest with you. We had had a fight early on about something, and he walked out of my house in a huff, and he called me several hours later, and he had written a song. You know, not about me or anything. You know, it was a song called So Blue, which went on the first album. And he played me the song. We sat on the kitchen floor, and it just was his way of communicating.
I understand that as his first manager, you helped him arrange his contract with Warner Brothers, which allowed him a good deal of creative control over his music, and I think considered unprecedented at the time. Can you talk about his legacy there? Because it seems over the years he has always been an advocate for creative control.
There has been no doubt. And when we signed the deal at Warner Brothers, then I had the great job of going to the chairman of Warner Brothers and saying that an 18-year-old artist who's never made an album before is going to be producing his own album and having complete creative control. I didn't relish that meeting. And we kind of organized a test where they watched him in the studio. And at the end of him maybe getting halfway through the song, Lenny Waronker, who was president of Warner Brothers at that time, pulled me out in the hallway and said, "We're going to give him the complete control that you're asking for." So there's an inner talent, a drive, and then there's this ability that you either have it or you don't. I think Prince is, to me, one of the greatest artists of our time. And I think he's one of those legacy artists of which there's probably a very small group of people, maybe 10, 11 artists or so. And I put him up there with Miles Davis, obviously with Hendrix and Dylan, and I put him up there in that stratosphere.
Well, Owen Husney, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Eddie.
Owen Husney was the first manager for the musician Prince. Prince died today at age 57.